Well, good Sunday morning, everybody. How are you all doing? Welcome to Sunday Morn Praise, exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. This is CA on iHeartRadio, your on-air personality. Well, we made it through a crazy week in Fort Worth and Dallas area, and I think the last report I heard, they had about 50 deaths, and they're still counting, and it's just been really rough, but a lot of people are getting their water turned back on. I was without electricity here at the beautiful Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, so we were down for a while. And at my home, I had no electricity and no water. At the studio here at iHeartRadio, we had no electricity and no water as well. Hang on one second, gang. But God is good, and He has took very good care of me. I am okay. I've had a lot of y'all ask me, "Hey, CA, are you okay? Did you get your electric back and all that?" Yes, I did, and everything's going to be okay. We need to continue to pray for people that don't have electricity. Some of them still don't, power and water. And we also need to pray for the people that are just homeless right now. It's been really rough. Okay, I want to remind you, my prayer line's always, well, I say my prayer line. Prayer requests is always open via email, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like us on our Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. That's right, check that like button. All right, we're going to read a little bit of a Bible devotion. It's called No Bargain, No Barter. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 55 and verse 1, come buy without money and without price. You know, God does not bargain with us, nor we barter with Him. He holds our eternal salvation in His omnipotent hand, and He bids us to take it free gift, without money and without price. Yet, this is so hard for us to accept. Surely something as precious as salvation must cost us greatly. Surely God must demand we work for it. But that is wrong, and the reason is because the price has already been paid. You see, friends, salvation is free, but it wasn't cheap. It cost the dear Son of God His very life. Only cheap, tarry things have a price tag on them. But the best things in life are free. The air we breathe, the stars at night, the wonders of human love. But the greatest gift of all is our salvation, purchased for us by Jesus Christ. Thanks be to the God for this indescribable gift. Find then the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 15. Well, we're going to kick it off on Sunday Morn Praise. Get your coffee ready. I lost my dear friend earlier this week. We did a tribute. Get a chance to hear this before Sunday Morn Praise. Carmen, tribute for him. So here we go, Lord of all, exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, Sunday Morn Praise.
Lord, you are wonderful. Lord, you are glorious. You are Lord.
Amen. That's my friend there, the late Carmen. We may play another one for you guys here in just a little bit. Now, this next one is a new song that just came out. My friend Toby Mack, who is going to be at Allen doing a concert with Taryn Wells on Sunday, Morning Praise and Joy, never played before on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. His new song he sent me, Help Is On The Way. Enjoy.
Maybe midnight or midday, never early, never late, he gon' stand by what he claimed, lived enough life to save. I heard your heart, I see your pain, out in the dark, out in the rain, feel so alone, feel so afraid. I heard you pray in Jesus' name. It may be midnight or midday, it's never early, never late, he gon' stand by what he claimed. I lived enough life to say, help is on the way, round in the corner. Help is on the way, coming for you. Help is on the way, yeah, yeah. I lived enough life to say, help is on the way. Sometimes it's days, sometimes it's years. Some face a lifetime of falling tears. But he's in the darkness, he's in the cold. Just like the morning, he always shows. It may be midnight or midday, it's never early, never late. He gon' stand by what he claimed. I lived enough life to say.
You know, we've all overcome things, especially this week, but Miranda reminds us, we are overcomers. Sunday Morning Praise on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Good morning.
Let's go.
Oh, the lovely sound of Chris Tomlin. Well, welcome to Sunday Morn Praise. This is CA on the iHeartRadio Network. You know, there's a song that I want to play that I get from time to time. Oh, every once in a while, I'll get a people will get in touch with me and say, CA, will you play this particular song? I played the one that he sung back in the 90s, back in 1990 about I Know a Love. But there's also a time in our life when God talks to us and he tells us, will you be the one for him? Sunday Morn Praise. Be the one for Christ. Enjoy.
Promise that is kept, and there are many left behind. his bliss.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He raised from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He raised from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Now in the sky are stars in the void of the night.
Our God is an awesome God.
Into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
In judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. The mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He raised from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He raised from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
Amen. That is indeed Ragamuffin. You got it, Rich Mullins. Our God is an awesome God. Amen. Amen. Well, I am going to read another Bible devotion for you on Sunday Morning Praise. I want to remind you, friends, you can always email me if you have any prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions. Hey, email me up here at the iHeartRadio studio in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. And if I'm not in the studio, I'll still get the message. morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like us on the Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Hey, share my podcast all over the world. I greatly would appreciate that. You know that? I really would. Thank you so much for your loyalty and listening to us and being blessed by us. We are here to work for the kingdom. Amen. All of us pulling together. Well, you know what? We always talk about this little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. Well, we're going to let this shine right now because I have a Bible devotion, and it's called Let It Shine. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 13 and verse 9, Scripture reminds us, the light of the righteous rejoice. Now, we are holding a light, friends. We are the light. We are to let it shine, I should say. Though it may be a twinkling candle in the world of the blackness, it is our business to let the light shine. In fact, friends, light dispels darkness and it attracts people in darkness to it. We are blowing trumpet in the din and the noise of the battle. The sound of our little trumpet may seem to be lost, but we must keep the sounding to the alarm of those who are in spiritual danger. We are a kindling fire in this cold world of full hatred. Our selfishness, our little blaze, may seem to be unavailing, but we must keep our fire burning. A light, a trumpet of fire that seems so little missed in the dark of the violence of the world. But with God, all things, that's right, all things are possible. Find that in the book of Matthew, chapter 19 and verse 26. And he will bless our efforts to bring the good news of Jesus to this weary, and self-torn world. And hasn't our world been tore up, especially here in Texas? Goodness. You know what? Casting Crowns reminds us, on Sunday Morn Praise, we just need to be held.
We believe. my Savior say, thy strength indeed is small, child of weakness, watch and pray, find in me thine all in all. Jesus faded all, oh, to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain,
and I'm going to conclude with this last in love and memory with my dear friend Carmen, everybody's favorite, and then we'll lead off in prayer on Sunday morning praise, the champion with the late Carmen.
Man.
Amen. Well said there, Carmen. How a way to end that. It was a long, drawn-out storyline, but it makes a lot of sense. Jesus is the champion. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to close out a little bit lengthier today on Sunday Morning Praise. Hey, go out and enjoy yourself today, okay? And again, we're doing fine here at the studio. Everything's A-okay. Thank you for all your love, prayers, concerns. I'm okay at my home. No water damage. No broken pipes. Electricity I have there at the iHeartRadio studio. Same thing. No broken pipes. And we have electricity. All right. Well, I'm getting ready to saddle up and head out of Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Y'all have a great Sunday. Let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you all for all you do for us, dear Lord. Father God, be with us. God, us watch over, protect us. For we ask in your precious name. Amen. All right, that's going to wrap it up on Sunday Morning Praise. I am CA on iHeartRadio. Again, open prayer line. Send it to me. MorningsBrew@gmail.com. MorningsBrew@gmail.com. Also, like us on our Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Share that anytime you like. And the podcast before this one is the Lake Carmen's tribute. Enjoy. Remember, the sun rises on the other side. Also want you to enjoy life. LIFE exclamation point dot. This is CA signing off at the iHeartRadio studio. Talk to you later. Bye for now.